The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality has been running an engine emission study for almost 2 years now. For the most part, Wyoming oil and gas fields are not connected to the grid, and so they end up running on engines, which emit pollutants into the air. The study set out to evaluate emissions from these generators around the state. Results from the study show that a large percentage of the engines failed the tests. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhorov spoke with the DEQ air quality engineer in charge of the study, John Walker, about why that is.
The engine emission study was started out of internal discussions about air quality permit requirements. Essentially, we just decided we didn't have any data to make decisions with, and that led to the project starting in May of 2011.
What's the operator's responsibility generally for testing these engines? Is their testing different from what the DEQ is doing?
It's, for all practical purposes, what we expect of them is identical to the level of monitoring that we're doing right now. It's all about maintenance. I mean, this type of testing is necessary for maintenance of the engine.
So can you kind of describe in a bit more detail what the value of the test is then?
We've learned a lot from this in terms of, you know, our monitoring results being indicative of noncompliance and in what form, you know, the noncompliance exists. We haven't been using it for enforcement. I would say the project's headed that direction.
According to the results that were released last fall, a vast majority of the engines tested by the DEQ failed the tests, which seems pretty bad. So can you kind of explain those results and if you've seen anything change in consequent testing?
I wouldn't say the vast majority. our test results basically have shown that there's operators that are doing a very good job with their maintenance and monitoring. Some operators are not, and that's a problem. You know, our results were not favorable. Obviously, we have things to work on, as well as the operators.
So have you seen anything change in consequent testing?
We have. If we were to, you know, kind of talk about things that aren't working out there, maybe 70% of the poorly performing operations simply aren't monitoring emissions. In other words, they aren't incorporating emissions monitoring with their maintenance. I think this project has had a big impact on that. There's people out there. They're doing monitoring, and I think that, you know, every year we go back, we visit operations, we focus on the operations that haven't performed well previously. Generally speaking, we're seeing a large improvement. Yep. The other problem we kind of identify is I think the people that maybe 30% are doing the monitoring, but the corrective actions that they're doing when they identify a problem simply aren't effective. They're not necessarily identifying the root cause of problems, and so they make adjustments that aren't capable of keeping the engine in compliance long term. So there's a real need there for emissions training.
I'm wondering why that training is missing when the engines are kind of already in operation.
The people that do this well, they have a very unique skill. There's a lot of component manufacturers that provide training on their specific part, whether it be the engine or a controller or a catalyst. To my knowledge, the people that do this well have learned it by their, you know, years in the field. You know, that's a difficult way to learn how to do something real well.
I guess my question is it unfair to demand more stringently that if an operator is running an engine, they should understand them and maintain them better and kind of come in with that experience, or is that impossible to do to some extent?
Well, obviously, we expect the engines to be operated in compliance, absolutely. And you know, the things we're seeing, it is about air quality. It is about, you know, engines being maintained properly. It is about emissions, but it's also about a lot of money. You know, some of the things that are going on are really they're consuming a lot more fuel than they should be. They're damaging engines. You know, there's a lot of money involved here. So the reason that this, with those operations, why that poor maintenance exists, you know, I can't put my finger on that.
So in terms of what you're gaining from this study, is it more of how to monitor some of these operators and how to make sure that they're in compliance, or is it going to lead to any sort of rules changes for the regulations?
You know, as far as, you know, permitting changes and stuff like that, I'd have to refer you to the, you know, the permitting group in Cheyenne. But what we've seen is from when we started doing this testing 2 years ago, we've learned a lot about, you know, this kind of testing, for example, and the value of it. And I think what we've, you know, what we've seen is it's kind of evolved into more of a compliance function, and that's the direction we're still headed today.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you want to accomplish in the coming year?
We've raised the bar every year. Initially, we were just out collecting data. As of today, we're requiring follow-up testing based on our results, and possibly in the not too distant future, we'll be doing on-site reference method testing. So, you know, I think the program has evolved, and there is value in the field activity and focusing on the problems of specific operations versus, for example, a regulatory approach that affects the entire industry.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Irina.